Welcome to Purple Rain, the proud sister show of the Chillport Podcast, bringing you all up to date on everything going on in the professional women's hockey league for Team Minnesota. As always, this show is a fan's opinion on all things going on with the PWHL and Team Minnesota, and is not affiliated with the league or respected team. And now it's time to bring you a brand new edition of Purple Rain. Like Chillport, made by a fan for the fans. Welcome to this bonus edition of the Chillport Podcast. It's a very exciting bonus show because today it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you our sister show, Purple Rain, which is going to be, it's almost launched, time to launch, it's almost here, it's very much around the corner. We are going to be launching it in January, so you've not got long to go until we're on the air with the sister show, which is very, 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 very exciting. We're going to be covering the professional women's hockey league, of course, inaugural season begins in January. In particular, Team Minnesota. Yes. So this is very, 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 very exciting. In fact, if you remember our first episode of this season in the West Watch, we did actually do a segment for PWHL Minnesota, and I did mention to you that was the team that I was going to be following, and we did hint that there was something maybe in the works to do with the PWHL, and I would let you know when that is by our bonus show. And today is the day that I can now let you all know what we've got planned for as we welcome an extension to the Chillport family. Very, very, very exciting. So yeah, so this is going to be absolutely amazing. So I'm going to so today we're going to explain to you how the show will work and pretty much why I've gone with PWHL Minnesota. There is a Sharks connection to it. Okay, it's not just some random decision. There is actually some Sharks connections to PWHL Minnesota. And in fact, I think you've got to go all the way back to Chillport's first season when it happened. I think it was the 18-19 season. That connection was about. So should we get to that first? Let's get to that first. Okay, so yeah. So I am actually very excited about this. I think it's gonna be very, very interesting. For me, I'm sure a lot of you might feel the same way too. The only time I have really paid attention to women's hockey is the Olympics. So that's basically just once every 4 years. And of course, right now the women's Olympics is is pretty much dominated by Team USA and Team Canada. In fact, if we look it up, should we quickly look it up? Let's look it up real quickly. If you go about the last several tournaments, the gold has either gone to Team Canada or Team USA. Let's just look it up real quickly. Alright, so give me 2 seconds. Here we go. Right. So the women's tournament has been the Olympics since 1998 in Nagano. And yeah, look at that. Yeah. As I suspected, it's got, yeah. Since it was first introduced into the Olympics for the women, the gold has either been won by Team USA or Team Canada. Team Canada were the most recent ones to do it in Beijing. And those two teams always dominate the male spots. They're always either gold or silver each. Has there ever been a point where one of them's not been gold or silver? Let me just quickly look. Oh yeah, 2006. When Canada won the gold in Turin, but Sweden won silver and the USA won bronze. But I think apart from that, it's the only time the teams have not been gold or silver. Yeah. So only one out of all the tournaments so far has either TUSLD Canada not been gold or silver. But that's really been the only time that I have been involved with women's hockey through the Olympic Games, really. So, yeah, so to hear that obviously they are going to be getting a professional league for themselves is very exciting. Of course, it's going to really help grow the game going forward, which of course is what we all want to see. Yes, absolutely. Which is really, really exciting. They're going the way of obviously the NHL. You're starting with six teams, and then obviously hopefully as this league progresses and the years go by, more teams will hopefully will join that roster. In fact, I'll quickly run you through how the inaugural season of professional women's hockey is going to work a little bit later on. I'm going to stick with just talking a little about why I've gone with PWH Minnesota first, and then we'll come back to that. So yeah, so the connection to the Sharks, which also led me to choose Minnesota, and in fact I have got the dates wrong. I thought it was during the 18-19 season this happened, but no, it was actually during the 19-20 season. So, because it was announced on September 5th, 2019, that Kendall Coy Schofield would join the Sharks broadcast team for select games. Do you remember that? And of course, she was also the first woman to compete in the AHL All-Star Skills Competition, participating in the fastest skater competition at the 2019 All-Star Games that was held. At the 2019 AHL All-Star Weekend that was held, obviously, in San Jose in January 2019. She did quite well in the select games that appeared on. Officially stayed for that season and then moved on to be part of Chicago's AHL team in Rockford. I think in a coaching role, I can't remember. Right, but she did select games, she did actually quite well. So that for me was the connection. I thought, oh, okay, she's going to go and join PWH Minnesota. I actually would like to follow this league, I want to keep an eye on this league. So, and of course, the best way to do that is pick a team. So, there we go, Minnesota it is. Yes, which is going to be very, very exciting. In January, our first of January, we are going to do a buyer on PWH on Minnesota. So I'll get you all, as well. So don't worry about that. Today's just basically announcing the show and what our intentions are going forward. And then when we meet in January for our first episode, we will get underway and just get you ready for the first inaugural season. So there you go. So that is the connection. So that's why I've gone with Peter Mitchell, Minnesota. Why call it Purple Rain, what you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Peter Mitchell, Minnesota's team colours are gonna be purple, black and white. So I thought I wanted to do something connected with the with those team colours, and it was just literally the first thing that came to my head. A lot of you will know that that's the song made famous by Prince. But to me, it's not spelt, but that was just the first bit that came to my head. Of course, it's not spelt the same way. We spelt it raid as in a raid of a royal, of course, Ontario raid. So it's not spelt the same way. It's the Prince song. But you get the picture. So I wanted to do something connected with the team's colours. So the team's colours are going to be purple. I'm not sure how I feel about purple as a team's colour, but we'll see how that goes. The jerseys actually for this season are quite nice. Even if the league has gone for a very basic look, but again, there aren't any team names yet. So basically that's how the name came about. It was literally, I wanted to base it on the team I was going to be supporting, so Minnesota. I wanted to, use their team colours for inspiration, so obviously that's going to be purple. And it was just literally the first thing that came into the top of my head. That is the reasoning behind the name. So I'll get you very quickly caught up on the PWHL. So the first episode will be launching in January. It's actually going to be launched on New Year's Day. In January. Going to run to the 5th of May, this inaugural season. Each team is going to play a total of 24 games, but that is going to go up from 32 in their second season. Their second season, they are aiming to adopt a more traditional hockey schedule. For this season, it's January to May, and then following that, it's going to be more traditional hockey schedule going forward. There are 6 teams, 3 from the US, 3 from Canada, so a good geographical balance there, something the NHL will never be able to do. It's not really fair to his Canadian partners, are they? Nope. And in fact, PWHL Minnesota is pretty much the only Western team, the only Western market in the league. The rest of them are all out in the East. Because you have got, let me go through them. You have got teams in Boston, Minnesota, which is what this show is going to focus on, Montreal, New York. Although you could argue, New York is really New York boroughs, because New York are going to be splitting their games in Bridgeport and Connecticut. So you could argue that, are they really New York or not? But New York. I think the Minnesota team initially, when the league was first announced, was initially known as St. Paul. So we can't moan there. New York, Ottawa, and Toronto. So there you go. So 6 teams, dominantly Eastern markets. Minnesota is pretty much the only one that is in the West. It's at the moment, it's the only West market. So I think if this league ever does expansions, then I think you might want to look out more West than East, because the East has got plenty of teams. You just need to add in a few more Western teams in. And if you look at some of the arenas that these teams are going to be playing in, a couple of them are going to be playing in AHL arenas. Team Minnesota will. They're going to be playing in, obviously, the Wilds Arena. Team New York will split its games at UBS Arena, which is the home of the Islanders. It's going to play some there. Team Montreal are going to play theirs in the home of the Canadiens NHL team, the Laval Rocket. That's good there. Any other famous arenas you'll know? Or was that it? Always familiar? Give me a sec. Okay. So it's Minnesota, York, are the ones, and Montreal are the ones where you have, where you recognise those arenas are over the others. Yeah, so six teams to start with. Like I said, they're going to play 24 games for this season. It'll up to 32 next season. So the schedules were revealed on at the end of November, with season beginning on New Year's Day and ending on May the 5th. Each team is going to play 24 games. There will be pauses throughout. There's going to be a pause in February for the IHF national team break, and there'll be one in April for the 2024 Women's Ice Hockey World Championships. I think they didn't mention how the scheduling is broken down. Let me see if I can quickly find it. Give me 2 seconds. Might not be able to find it. Who knows? I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. Is it here? So the schedule is constructed so that each team plays head-to-head a minimum of 4 times, including twice at home and twice on the road. And four of a team's 5 opponents will be played 5 times throughout the season. In all cases, the American and Canadian teams will compete 5 times against the other teams in their country. Of course, I wanted to mention the pauses. So there you go. So that's how the matchups are gonna work. Okay, so that's a little bit about the Pewter Town. So let's talk about what we are going to be doing as a show, because we are going to be a sister show. We're going to be focusing, as I mentioned, on PWHL Minnesota. That's the team I'm going to be following when we start the season in January. So we're very much going to be a bit like how the Clear Core segment is on the main show, which has been with us since season 3. So it's going to be a bit like that. Because, oh my god, my hockey's going to be tripled when we get to the start, get to January. It's going to be, wow, off the scale. So it'll be like that. So we'll keep an eye on all the games, and we'll go through the analysis of the match reports as a whole. We're also going to keep an eye on the standings throughout the league. So we'll always end the show with a quick little look at the standings there, and we'll see how it goes. So yeah, it will feel a lot like for now, it as we begin this incredible adventure. It's going to feel a bit like Coup de Corner. So all the games, we'll cover all the ball, we'll go through the match reports and look at that as well as a whole. And it will follow the release pattern that's been with Terra Reports since the very, very beginning. So each month there'll be a new episode, we'll cover all the action that happened the previous month. It's worked well on the main show for 6 seasons straight. Let's see how it works for the sister show. Can't go wrong. I mean, the old saying goes, it ain't broke, don't fix it. So that's gonna work right there. We're also hoping throughout the season to do a lot of bonus episodes as well. So it's not gonna be just like with Terra Report, how it's just, you know, you just get one episode a month. We're hoping to try and look at what we can do as bonus content to give you throughout the season as well. I can't say what that would be right now because it's still very much in the workshop moments. It's still very much early days. This is a brand new show being literally created on the go. We're still developing it as we go along. Yeah, so I'm hoping to try and give you some buzz content throughout the year as well, which is amazing. Now, of course, obviously, when we get to January, the way this first season is going to work, it's going to be January to May. That's going to basically tie in with the rest of Teleport Season 6. So what we'll do, starting with the episode that will... our first episode back after Christmas, in January, which will cover what's going on in December for the Sharks. Obviously not the show coming out in December, because that's good. That's just been... Oh god, I'm confused now. What's been? What's not done? We just released the episode we just released this month. Couple of November. Right. Yes. So actually, no. It will be on the next show. It will be on the next show. It will be your first Purple Rain teaser. So what we'll do for the rest of Teleport Season 6 is each episode we will while doing the intro for that episode, I'll also give you a quick little teaser of what you could expect to come up for each episode of Purple Rain to get you excited about, because obviously this is going to be a separate show. It's part of the family, but it's not going to be like just treated as bonus episodes on the Teleport podcast. It's its own show. Its own artwork, you'll have its own podcast feeds, URL feeds, and all that. It'll be littered all over the platforms, just like Teleport has. It'll have its own unique theme tune as well, so it's not gonna copy the Teleport theme. Did wonder should we do that, given how it's a sister show, but then again, our spin off that we did for Sharks Burberry, that didn't have the same theme tune either, so. But it's going to be under the umbrella that is Teleport, so it's growing, it's extended. It's our sister show, but we wanted to make it unique as possible, given how this is a very unique league, and it's going to be very, very exciting. So there will be some plenty of bonus content throughout this first season. Just not sure what it's gonna be yet. I'm just not too sure. If you guys want to send suggestions, please do. That would be really helpful as well, because the Columbus is not just my show, it's also your show. Both these shows are made by fans for the fans. So that's probably going to be the only similarity these two shows have, the same tagline. That's probably going to be the only similarity they have. Tagline says that everything else completely separate, its own entity, its own separate show. This is just so exciting. I am so looking forward to it and can't wait to get on. It's gonna be really, really exciting. We've got six great markets, even though I'm dominantly Eastern teams. But who knows, give me a couple more and we'll have more Western teeth in there. So it's very, very exciting. Yeah, so it will feel a lot like Cuda Corner is. So basically, Purple Rain is going to be what Cuda Corner would be if we did a separate show for the Barracuda. But I never ever thought about that with the Barracuda. Because obviously, we always wondered how we were going to include the Barracuda into Teleport. And eventually, the decision was it would be better because they're both in the same market, let's just have them as a segment in Teleport. If the Barracuda was not in Sars 8, then it would be a completely different story. They probably would have had their own show by now. But we did wonder how are we gonna get the PDX on the ball, how are we gonna do that, and in the end it just made sense for it to be its own unique show, because there's a lot when you come on teleport as it is, it would work a lot better. This was just like a separate shell that gives it a better chance to, you know, to grow and breathe as its own. So let me quickly finish off this bird show by telling you a little bit of what's coming up in our very first show, which will be coming in January. As we wait for the first games to be played. So while the first games will be of the PWHL will get played, our first episode in January is basically going to be an opportunity for you to get to know PWHL Minnesota. So they'll go through so basically we'll go through everything that's happened in the build up to the first ever PWHL season. So we'll go through obviously the city, where the team's going to play, team colours, but you already know those. And owners, managers, head coach and all that. We will go through some of the players to watch out for PWHL Minnesota in the coming season. We will also go through the draft history for PWHL Minnesota, who of course got the first ever draft pick. That's a brick. That is a coup. That's a coup. That's a steal. That's a perfect way to start life. You brand new league. You get to be the first team to have the first ever pick. We'll go through all the draft picks, the draft history that happened back in it was September. It was, yes. We'll go through all those, and of course we'll look ahead to the first ever. We'll run through the schedule as well. On that show as well. Obviously, by the time it gets January, the season will be underway. But we'll go through that home road schedule for PWHL Minnesota. So it's going to be an opportunity to get to know the team. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be your opportunity to get to know PWHL Minnesota as a whole, and we'll have a look and see if we can go for we'll have a look back on the scrimmage in Utica that had taken place in December. We'll have a look back through that as well. It's currently taking place in December, right as we record the show. So we'll go have a look through that as well. So we'll go look back at those games while we have PWHL Minnesota did in those. So it'll be a very, very busy first show, but it's going to be very exciting, and it's going to be very exciting to have you all join us for this wonderful journey as we get involved with a brand new league in a brand new market. Yes, I'm still a Cali guy, even though I technically in both baseball and hockey are now spreading my wings, because obviously in baseball I'm no longer involved with a California team. I'm now involved with a Philadelphia team, and of course with the PWHL I'm involved with a Minnesota team, but I technically still see myself as a California guy. So but it's going to be very exciting. So cannot wait to get started. It's going to be very, very exciting. It's going to be so glad to have you all aboard this boy's amazing journey. So there you go. So that is all you need to know about our sister show Purple Rain, which will be coming your way in January 2024. It's going to be very, very exciting. That is all for today. Don't forget to subscribe to the main show so you can stay up to all things San Jose Sharks and Barracuda. Of course, we'll also let you know how you, on the next show, we'll also let you know how you can get involved and be subscribing to Purple Rain. From now up to our first show, we're going to get it all sorted, so all set up, ready and ready to go, and distributed, so it is ready and ready to go. We dropped that first episode in January, but for now, and I think you also still have this as well on Purple Rain 2. So here's another thing upstairs saying, until next time upstairs saying, and so I will leave you now.